Hi, this is Chris Bedding. Welcome to Guitar Graffiti Web Radio, program number 4, the Hurt Album. Hi, this is the Hurt Album, my 4th album, 2nd album for Rack. Well, after we'd done about 4 singles with Nicky Most, only the first one was a hit, I thought that it was time for a change of producer, and so did Mickey. So I'd been working with Chris Thomas. Chris Thomas and me had had a lot of hits with Brian Ferry, Frankie Miller. So I went to him. And we did a really good album. It is a different style of production from Nicky Most. We spend a long time doing it and a long time mixing it. But he has a very different approach to Nicky Most, and I like the album because it's different. And I'm not sure whether I'll ever make another album like that, because it's very clean and really well worked out. And it's also I was cut. The punk thing was just starting to happen, and I was aware that I should make a record that I could go out and promote, so that the instrumentation on the record has to sound like it was live. I could do it live easily. If I got like a bass player, a drummer and a guitar player, I could go out and do gigs and I could play the music and it would sound like the record. See, I couldn't do that with Guitar Jamboree at the time. I didn't think so anyway. You know, the first record wasn't intended to be played live, but this record was intended to be promoted with a live band, so that's why it sounded like that.
Well, hey, kid, if anybody asks, but don't you stay here behind the glass, because if you live by the knife, you can die by the gun. So live a long life and
first time Chrissie Hynde had been on a record. She, you know, it was about 2 years before The Pretenders. She hadn't had a record out, so it was her first time in the studio, and she was really good singing. She did all the backing vocals, in fact, even though the other people are credited. So much more convenient.
I knew that I wasn't really a punk artist, but I know that I'd influenced the punks a little bit with motorbiking, and this was just taking the motorbiking thing a little further. And I thought that the punk thing, it would be acceptable to the punk audience. I don't think it was, because I was too old. I was 32 then. I was too old for the punks. They were all 20 or 18 or something. But I really felt that this was a kind of music that I could do well, but it was only one type of music that I can do. I can do lots of different types of music, but I didn't want to confuse the audience by doing a record that had a blues song, a rhythm and blues song, jazz song, a rock and roll song, and a punk song. I could do an album like that, but what's the point? I want somebody to buy it and be able to listen to it all the way through. I don't want somebody to buy an album and only like one track, because they won't buy it. So I try to make it one style. Perk album is one style of music that I play, so I thought it was successful creatively from that point of view. You know? And also it was my most successful album sales-wise. I think it actually got in the charts in Norway. In Norway, where it takes about 2,000 sales to get in the charts. But yeah.